First of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for giving this wonderful privilege of sharing the Word of God. It's really a big and wonderful honor that you gave me. I know I don't deserve it, but you still so kind to me. And also I bring greetings and love from your brothers and sisters from Myanmar. I think most of my church members know the church and know many of you, and they love you. And in every context, we never bring greeting, but I'm sure they send you greeting. You know, in the East, we just say we remember you, that's all. So, on behalf of them, I want to say their greeting, that they love you and always pray for you. And this church has been our big example as we follow Jesus Christ. And today, I want to talk to you about serving the Lord with gladness, because I come here to express our heartfelt thanks to you. Okay, before I share, let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, now is the time that we are going to hear and listen your word. I pray that you empty myself and fill with your word so that the word that is spoken will be your word. Cleanse me so that, Father, the word that I'm going to speak will be a cleansing power. Anoint me and empower me so that this word will be life-changing. Father, I pray that as we listen to your word, we may both have wonderful understanding more about you, more about your glory, and more about your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. It was 1997 that I committed my life to become a full-time ministry. So, from 1997 till today, the Lord has enabled me to serve as a servant. Now it's been more than 20 years. And I often look back all those 20 years. Whenever I look back the history of the service that I offered to the Lord, always Psalm 100 appear in my life. Especially verse 2 that says that serve the Lord with gladness. Because those 20 years are actually the year that the Lord blessed me so much. But at the same time, many times I question the Lord's goodness. In fact, here many times I have difficulty that even I cannot serve the Lord with gladness. But now, after 20 years, I just look back. And now I realize that I must serve the Lord with gladness. Even those periods, I felt that I'm so worried, big burden. That's the reason today I'm standing here. You may be like my life, that as you look back at your life, this passage may be very instructive to you, that we the Christian must serve the Lord with gladness. Just now our pastor mentioned about the problem that exists in our sister church. I think many of them will have a hard time to serve the Lord with gladness. But I'm sure after one in the future, when they look back, those very situations is the very time they should serve the Lord with gladness. Now his Psalm 100 is very short and even very easy. I'm sure most of us already memorized it. In fact, in Psalm 100, there are two basic things that we are going to serve the Lord gladly, making noise, gladly enter into His great thanksgiving. And He also gave us why we should serve the Lord with gladness. But this morning, I just want to emphasize two very important lessons that we need to know from this passage. And the first one is, we must serve the Lord and Him alone. We must serve the Lord and Him alone. You know, here in verse 100 say, serve the Lord. It is Yahweh. It simply doesn't say, serve God. It says, serve the Lord. We know that the Lord in the capital is Yahweh. As I said, many times when I look back to 20 years of service, I know that many times I did not serve the Lord and Him alone. Sometimes I serve the Lord plus fame. Sometimes I serve the Lord plus approval from people. Sometimes I serve the Lord plus my family. Sometimes I serve the Lord plus my job. But, you know here, it says that serve the Lord. No other. As the Christians, whom should we serve? We must serve the Lord and Him alone. When Jesus tempted in the wilderness, Jesus replied to Satan, saying, you should worship the Lord your God, and Him alone you will serve. You know, to serve the Lord and Him alone, we must put away idols that we have. Today, this morning, we learn 2 Kings. You know what? The problem of the nation is the problem of idol. When Jews become king, what kind of commitment and promise they made? They say that we will serve the Lord and Him alone. You know, when we don't serve the Lord and Him alone, we always serve idols. And when we serve the Lord together with idols, we are always serving another God again. If you look at the history of Israel, from the very beginning, the biggest problem they have is not serving God, but serving the Lord as well as serving idols. That's the biggest problem. When Jacob was returning back to his homeland at Bethel, on his way to Bethel, Jacob said to his family, put away all the foreign gods, the idols that you have. We know that his beloved went through some idol from his family. Jacob knew that he cannot serve the Lord at Bethel with those idols. And then when Moses was in the wilderness receiving the Ten Commandments from the Lord, What the people are doing, they are serving the Lord with idol head. God was angry, Moses angry, he brought the Ten Commandments, the stone. And then when they enter into the promised land, what did Joshua challenge the people of Israel? We know in Joshua chapter 24, he says that, are you going to serve that the God of our father, whom they serve beyond the river? He's saying, are you going to serve the idol that our father served beyond the river? And even in Egypt, just this time today, I and my family will serve the Lord. In Myanmar Bible, will serve the Lord and Him alone. So I like Myanmar Bible, it puts Him alone. So in the New Testament, John said to the Christian, my little children, put away idols. The Bible clearly says that if you are going to serve the Lord and Him alone, there must be no idol in your life. I come from Burma, Myanmar. If you visit Myanmar, you will see that every mountain is filled with idols. Even the city itself is filled with idols. Whenever I see those idols, people bowing, I have deep concern for them. My prayer is that one day the Lord will open your heart and see what's wrong with idol and worship the God we worship and Him alone. But today, you might say that I'm a Christian, I'm not Buddhist, I'm not Hindu, so I don't have any idol. But you know, being a Christian, we may have many, many idols. Maybe right now, you may come to the church with some idol. You might think that you're worshiping God right now, but remember, with idol, you cannot worship God. What are the two commandments of the Ten Commandments? There is no other God and don't make idol. They are two most important commandments, the Ten Commandments. And you know, when I observe many Christians, especially in my experience, I see many, many idols in the Christian world. I don't know how many idols we have, but there are a few that I'd like to mention this morning. One idol I often see among Christians is what I call family idol. Many parents live not for the Lord, but for family. Anything they make decisions is always family first. God is secondary. If you put your family first in your life, remember, you are idol worship. God won the first place in your life, not the second place, not the last place. But if you look at many Christians, the way they live, the way they make decisions, is always family first, second God. Is it this one this morning as you come to this family, this church? Is your family first in your life? Remember, you cannot worship God. God wants to be first in your life. I know family is very important. We all know. But family should not take the place of God. You know, here's another idol that I often see among Christians is what I call job idol. Before they get job, they come to the church regularly. But after they get job, they say, I'm not coming to church. Why? Because of my job. For them, job and God, job first. Yes, job is very important. Without job, how can you survive? But when you make decision, which is more important, job or God? If your job is hindering against your coming to Sunday worship, why don't you just put away that job in the name of Jesus? In Australia, you don't have many things to sacrifice the Lord. But you may sacrifice your job. In other countries like Myanmar, being Christian, we need to sacrifice many things. But here you enjoy God's blessing. Even here in the church, you are full of bread. Nothing to sacrifice. But why not? If your job telling you to decide your job and your God, what I could win you when you chose your life? If you put your job first in your life, I'm sure you may not truly worship the Lord. And here's another, there are actually many, but I just want to quote. Another one that is money idol. In fact, this is what the Bible clearly says. They say that you cannot serve the Lord and mammon or money together. Sometimes when the Christian wants to serve the Lord and money together. From human point of view, it's very good. Serving God as well as money is really, I think, popular opinion. But they say, no. You cannot serve God and money together. You must take the one or reject the other one. Not together. That's what Jesus said. Many times as I look back at my ministry, as I mentioned, sometimes I must confess my family become first. When I look back 20 years of ministry, you know, sometimes my job becomes first rather than God. Many times in my ministry, concern for money becomes first in my life. That's why this morning, as I look back 20 years, Lord, please forgive me all those times that I put my family, I put my job, I put even money before you. Forgive me, God. I thought that I'm a good servant, but actually I'm not really a good servant. So friends, this morning, what kind of idols you're bringing here? Maybe there are many other idols, but among the three that I mentioned, if you bring, just put away right now. Without doing that, there is no way you and I can serve the Lord with gladness. And secondly, as I said, Psalm 100 verse 2 says that, serve the Lord with gladness. This is the thing that I like to emphasize this morning. In the Psalm 110, clearly emphasize, it says that we must serve the Lord because the Lord is God. It says in verse 3, know that the Lord, He is God. Yahweh is Elohim. In the Bible, we have two kinds of men, Yah and El. Yahweh is our Elohim. El is the God, the name of the God that indicates God is creator, owner, ruler. You know when the Lucifer went to against the Lord, he's not trying to be Yah, he wants to be what? El. That means he wants to rule everything. He wants to belong everything. Some understand that we must serve the Lord because the Lord we're worshiping is God. He said here, it is He who made us. He created us, and he said, we are His. We belong to Him. And also it still says that we are His people. Who are the sheep of His pasture? Who are the sheep? The sheep are the other body. He belongs to them. So we must serve the Lord with gladness because there is no other choice. You may not be happy, but it is your duty to be happy and serve Him. Why? Because you belong to Him. You are created by Him. You belong to Him. You have been bought by Him. As a Christian, you know, we are double belonging. We belong to God by creation, and we belong to God by new creation, the redemption. So as a Christian, whether we are happy or not, whether we are our life smooth or rough, that's not the point. In any situation, we must serve the Lord with gladness, because this is our life duty. But the Psalm has not ended like that. In verse 5, for He is good. The Lord is not only God, but He is a good God. He is good even when you and I don't understand about His goodness. There are many things I'd like to say about God's goodness in my life, but I think the time will be too long. But just say one or two. When I finished my business course, I went to study more and I went to India. But from Myanmar to India, we don't have any passport. We just go cross the border and then just study. But I never been there, I don't have the money, and I don't have any friends to send me to the Bible school. And then, as I was looking for someone who will help me, I found one group who was studying in India. I said, could you please help me? I want to study in India. I don't know how to do, where to go. They said, okay, we'll help you. But later, they said, sorry. Then I tried to find another group, and I found, and then those groups say that you wait from India, idol city, and they will come to you and then will attend you. So we wait from there about with my one of my friends 2 weeks, and then they arrive, idol city. And then we said to them, we don't know how to buy the ticket. Just let us know when you buy the ticket, we'd like to buy along with you. And then we wait. Finally, we discovered that they bought the ticket without telling us. And we visited them and said, when are you going to buy the ticket? They said, we bought already. Oh, why did you tell us? Our family was so busy. And then, with my group, we ran to the ticket booth, and then we looked for their name, and then we found their name, and then we just bought the ticket. And then we went, we bought the ticket. But after 3 days, they canceled again. So they they cancel the ticket again, and then they say, we cancel the ticket. From there, we understand that they don't want us to take us. So very clear, the message is very clear. And then, what happened? We were sitting at the Aizhou market, at the Qingzhou. There's one lady who was, I really need one helper. Because I bring many baggage, I cannot carry, I need one man who will help me. I was listening. And then I realized that she was a Bible school student. She's final year. She bring many things to her school. She cannot carry. She needs men to help. And then I said, oh, I will help you. Oh, I want to study in India. Oh, really? Oh, that's wonderful. So with her, we just went together. At that time, I'm very much angry with the other group. Because if they don't want to take us, they need to tell us clearly. But they say this thing. And then thank God that I finished my MD in India. And after 2 years, what I discovered is that all those friends who do not want to take me to the Bible school, they all are expelled from the seminary. You know why? They kill monkey. In India, they don't like killing monkey. Myanmar people like monkey very much. They kill monkey and eat, and then the school just expel all of those students. So after 2 years, when I discovered that the Lord is so good to me that He blocked my way. If I follow those people, I'm sure I like eating even monkey pretty much. So I will be one among them who is monkey. I'm sure I will not finish my class. But the Lord knows purposefully. He blocked my way. I don't understand. Lord, I want to study in India. I need help. Why you don't give me those people? Many times I questioned. But after 2 years, you know, one of those groups become one of my close friends, and I said, my brother, thank you very much for not taking me. See, sometimes we don't understand how God's good to us. But later, we discover God is good. And you know, I came here in past 10 years before. Now after 10 years, I come here again. I see how God is good, even to teachers. At that time, you were so much big trouble. I know, even I don't know what to preach. Because if I preach something, I might again some people. So I just say, how to solve the problem. So I said, let us solve the problem in prayer, because that's how David solved the problem. That's what the message expects in the church. I don't know what to do if I do something. I may offend somebody. I don't really want to offend it at that time. So I just pray, solve the problem with prayer. So after many prayers, you see how the Lord is good. The people like this, with news, building, especially the Lord is with you. That's wonderful. So as we look back, you know, there are many things you and I have to serve the Lord with gladness. In those suffering periods, the period that we say is the most troubling time, is the time we should serve the Lord with gladness. I like Paul, when he was in the prison of Philippians, we know that he suffered a lot, he was beaten, and he was arrested by Pilate. The Bible says that at night, at the midnight, that means around 12 o'clock. You know, sometimes when we got hurt, the very time we got, we don't feel very much the pain, but at midnight, the pain is coming. So Paul and Silas were suffering a lot. But the Bible says that they sing praise to God. if I were Paul, I would have a big question to God. Because Paul never intended to go to Macedonia. He just wants to go to around Asia Minor, and then from Macedonia, he had a call that come and help us. So Paul felt that the Lord really called to go to Macedonia, in Europe country. So the very city that they just arrived is Philippi. They are following the Lord's direction, but they end up in jail. If Paul just look at the situation around himself, I don't think he will be very happy. If I were Paul, I would say, Lord, are you not calling me to go to Macedonia? Lord, what you want me to suffer? But Paul did not. I think Paul clearly knows these two. The law is God. And the law is good, even we do not see His goodness. That's why today we just read from Philippians chapter 4. And in our friend there, he wrote from the prison. He must be suffering a lot. Actually, the Philippians church will write to Paul, and Paul rejoices in the Lord, all will rejoice. They should write to him, because the Philippians church are more happy at that time. But the one who is in the jail wrote to the people of Philippians, saying that, rejoice in the Lord, and again, I would say, rejoice. This is Paul. Friends, today, let us once again remember Psalm 100 that telling us that serve the Lord with gladness. When we serve the Lord, be careful not to bring your idol. If you bring your idol, you cannot worship the Lord. Sure. But as you worship today, why don't we worship Him with gladness? Because serving the Lord is really a joyful thing. And God is really good to us. God is really good to the mission work in Myanmar. After 20 years, I don't have any question about God's injustice. Everything that happened in the ministry in Myanmar is always good. It's beyond our expectations. When I start a church, I don't expect it will become like this. But it was beyond our expectations. When we start the orphanage, we just started, but not so much expectation. But the Lord blessed us so much. Even the Bible school, we start with nothing much, but the Lord is everything happening in Myanmar is really God's grace and God's goodness. So I don't know for others, for myself, I must serve the Lord with goodness, because God is really, really good to us. I'm sure even this church, the Lord is good. So let us serve the Lord our God with gladness, even any situation we might be facing. God is still good, and let us serve Him with gladness. May the good God bless us, sharing His holy word. Amen.